Another game where we take people who've done everything and ask them to do the one thing they might have overlooked. It's called Not My Job. Don Cheadle is one of those actors who's so good at what he does that you have no idea what he's really like. He's played heroes and villains. He's been hilarious and tragic. He played both a real man who saved lives in Rwanda and one of Marvel's Avengers, so we're grateful he's giving us a chance to prove that he really is a superhero. Don Cheadle, welcome to Wait, Wait.
Thank you so much. I'm a big fan of the show. I've been a big fan for a long time, so I can't wait to thoroughly embarrass myself on this program.
Well, that's an experience that many of our fans want, but I only offer to a select few. I've not even seen a half of what you've done, but I've seen so much, and I could not tell you what a Don Cheadle part is. Like, oh, Don Cheadle, he usually plays the, do you know?
No, I think hopefully a Don Cheadle part is something that you want to see that's interesting and different than the last thing you saw him in. I just always want to keep it interesting. And I came out of California Institute of the Arts, and everybody was a character actor. You know, we were involved in comedy, drama, commedia, mime, you know, what have you.
Mime?
Not in college. In high school, I was in a mime show. But Wait, hold on.
You can't just drop that. You were in a mime troupe in high school?
We performed mime in my drama class. It was one of the things that we did. And we would put on a show every year. We had a mime show every year that we put on. And it was really...
Wait, Don, did you do mime face? Did you put white makeup on your face?
I did white face. I'm sorry, guys.
Yeah, I know. That's very insensitive, too.
I'm going to do my apology tour right after this.
But yeah. No. This is NPR. We should be apologizing to you for having to do whiteface.
You know what? That's right.
Did you do like the classic, oh, I'm in a box, you can't see stuff? Or was it more like dramatic?
Come on, man. We're progressive. The box thing is so passe. That's so Marceau. It's so 1955, man. Pass that stuff.
I wanted to get back to the range of work. I just want to, if people who don't know your work, first of all, shame on you. Secondly, like on one end, you starred in Hotel Rwanda, a very serious drama about a genocide. You were nominated for an Oscar. And you've also done an elaborate sketch about a testicle spa for Funnier Don. That's range, my friend.
Yeah, man.
And of which of those two are you most proud?
God, I mean...
Which of his two testicles?
No.
The left one. That's not what you mean.
Did you have to do a screen testy for that role?
Yes, I did.
No, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Cheadle is not just a gifted actor. He's a producer. He came up with that bit, if I'm not mistaken.
I did. And I had it in the sack when I went in. It was just like...
Man, that must have been a ball to film.
It was nuts, man.
Probably the biggest project you've been a part of are the Avengers movies. Is it true that you were given like an hour or so to decide if you wanted to be in those movies?
Actually, I was at my daughter's laser tag birthday party.
Sure.
And they called me and, you know, they said, we need to know in an hour. And I said, oh, I'm at my daughter's laser tag birthday party. I said, oh, take 2 hours.
Did you need 2 hours to think about it?
Yeah, for sure. Because, I mean, this was at the beginning. You know, Iron Man 2 was really, really early in the pantheon of Avengers movies and the whole Marvel MCU. And it was 6 movies, which is 12 years, you know, and so yeah, it took a long. I took the whole 2 hours.
You did. You really considered it.
Yeah.
Wait, is laser tag a way to make baseball safer? Because if you tag someone out, you're touching, and that could transmit coronavirus.
Well, the best way to do it is mime laser tag, I think.
I imagine that as a trained mime, when you were in fact shot by your daughter in laser tag, your death scenes were immensely great.
Well, look, I was only in it for that. I'm not a fan of laser tag, but I'm definitely a fan of death scenes. So,
oh, yeah.
I didn't think about it in that way, but great ideas about it.
I do want to, before we get to the game, I do want to talk to you about Black Monday, your show on Showtime, which the second season came out. I had no idea what it was about until I started watching it this week.
And then you had less of an idea what you want.
No, it is.
Well, your hair is so distracting in Black Monday.
It is great. You wear a wig, which is, I hope it's a wig. I don't know. Maybe if you took off your cap right now, it would all pop out.
That's why I take 8 months off so that I can actually grow that out and get it right. You know.
It takes place in 1986. You play a character who's he's kind of a Black Gordon Gekko. What would you call this guy? He's amazing.
Yeah, I kind of feel like he was the white meat.
Gordon Gekko, right?
It's sort of a what if, you know, kind of a reimagination of that time period. Were there to be a shop like that on the street that had a Black trader at its core and then also had, you know, his number one being a Black woman? You know, that place really didn't exist.
Just to give people who haven't seen the show an idea of its tone, there's a scene where your character takes his young protege out, what's supposed to be like the best night in the town ever, and he takes him to see an execution.
Yeah.
Which in context is hilarious.
Well, he goes, "What are we seeing?" He's like, "Death of a Salesman."
Did they ever pitch anything to you and you were like, no, I cannot do that?
Every day.
Because the stuff you do on camera is pretty severe.
I'm saying the stuff we do is bananas. So you can imagine the stuff that they pitched. And I'm like, I'm not saying that. I'm like, if you want to get in front of the camera, you can make that joke. I won't be making it. And they're both Jewish. So they're like, hey, do this Jewish joke. I'm like, I am not doing. You guys can do that.
I have to say, having watched a lot of the show, I cannot imagine what was too tasteless for you to do, because the stuff you do.
I mean, that's really kind of the contest. It's like to see how close can we toe the line without stepping over. And sometimes, you know, you put your toes over and you're like, okay, we might get in trouble for that one. But that's the whole point, I think. And it fuels the frenetic energy that time period was.
Yeah.
Everybody was on coke. Everybody was going crazy.
And what do you guys use instead of cocaine? Seriously, what is the substance?
Sometimes B12, sometimes cornstarch.
What is that like?
It ain't fun. I'm not going to say it's fun.
Can't you just mime it? You are trained.
I offered that. But going through the whole makeup, it would have been a long time and been pretty confusing for the audience, I think.
I understand. Why is he snorting cocaine isn't there? And why is he doing it inside an invisible box?
And why is the cocaine real, but everything else is mimed? I don't understand.
Well, Don Cheadle, we have asked you here to play a game we're calling
Welcome to Black Friday.
You star in Black Monday, so we thought we'd ask you about Black Friday. That's the Friday after Thanksgiving when crowds show up to get a start in Christmas shopping and also maybe do some murders. Answer 2 out of 3 questions correctly, you will win our prize for one of our listeners. Bill, who is Don Cheadle playing for?
John Baker of New York City.
All right, you ready to do this?
Okay, I'm doing my best for you, John.
All right, here we go. One of the huge toy fads was the Furby back in the 1990s. During one Black Friday during the Furby craze, which of these once happened in a big box store? A woman broke an employee's fingers to get a whole crate of Furbies. B, a woman broke an employee's fingers to get a single Furby. Or C, a woman broke an employee's fingers to get a ticket to wait in line to buy a Furby.
I just love that the truth in all of them is that a woman broke an employee's fingers.
Yes, that's the one thing we can count on.
I love it. I'm going to say to get one.
To get one.
B.
No, it was actually to get a ticket to stand in line.
I'm going to say it's to get a ticket to stand in line.
It's too late. No, apparently they were handing out tickets because you needed a ticket to hold your place in line. And she reached up and she grabbed like an early ticket so hard she broke the employee's fingers. She was asked to leave, did not get a Furby. All right, this is fine. This is fine. You have 2 more chances. During the height of Black Friday madness, one Walmart gave employees special training about handling the giant pallets of sale items. What was it? A, in a pinch, flat-screen TVs can be used as shields. B, when you hear the bells over the intercom, cut the plastic and run. Or C, only use your tranquilizer darts on customers who are not holding expensive items.
Wow. I'm going to go with B again. Cut the plastic and run.
You're right. That's exactly what he was advised to do, because apparently you just didn't want to be between anybody and their TV.
Yeah, that's smart.
I think so. Do you have, I'm sorry, I'm quite distracted because Mo has taken off his shirt.
He took it off about 10 minutes ago, and it was wild.
I was focusing on you like a good host should.
I was just seeing his head, but now he pulled his shoulders into it.
Should I save this for Pledge Week? It's really hot in this room.
I'm burning up too, but I'm not disrobing. I got people in closets and they're not taking their shirt off.
That's right.
It's just so warm in here.
Oh my God. We have all been locked inside too long, I think.
Oh, my God.
All right. Back to the game. So you've gotten one right with one to go. If you get this, you win. And everybody's happy. One man who started standing in line at a Walmart on Tuesday to get a plasma TV when they went on sale on Black Friday ended up walking away empty-handed. Why? A, he was actually at a wall shop, Tucson's number one retailer of retaining walls. B, on Wednesday, he decided there was just more to life than, you know, accumulating things. Or C, he hadn't realized there was a different entrance that was much closer to the TV section, and when he got in, they were all gone.
It's C for sure.
It is C, Don. That's what happened. Bill, how did Don Cheadle do in our quiz?
He won. 2 out of 3. Very good job.
Congratulations. Well done. Don Cheadle is a Golden Globe winning actor and the star of Black Monday. Season 2 is airing right now on Showtime. Thank you so much for being on our show. We are all grateful.
Thank you, guys. This is a lot of fun.
Thanks.
Bye, Don. Thank you.
In just a minute, Bill does kiss and tell in the Listener Limerick Challenge. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to get all the sordid details. We'll be back in a minute with more of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me from NPR.